This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
One of the best sports talk radio hosts in America for decades. He is heard afternoons on the Rams flagship station, ESPN LA. We're welcoming back Scott Kaplan to 93.7 The Fan here in Pittsburgh. Hello, Scott.
Uh-oh. Can we hear?
Scott, are you there?
I am. Don't listen, it's me. It's not you. It's me. You know, like when you're talking to somebody and then you put somebody on mute because you don't want them to hear you picking your nose, and then all of a sudden the next thing you know they're talking to you and you're talking back, but you're not really saying anything and they can't hear you because you're on mute. That was me. It's me, not you.
You make such an audible noise when picking your nose that you thought we would pick up on that.
I thought that was a sly crime that
you were
committing.
That's an aggressive nose picking.
I'll just tell you guys why, though. I just got back into L.A. from Vegas. And when you go to Vegas or any place where, like, it's super dry for a couple of days, you know what happens to the inside of your beak. You know what I mean? And the next thing you know, I'm picking away and it hurts and I'm making noises. Yeah,
Scott, it's funny that you start with that, though, because, man, Andrew and I have had a major debate here about whether or not if Matthew Stafford does get dealt, would he, Matthew Stafford, rather be in Vegas or with the Steelers? I've been extolling the virtues of Vegas as a destination for him, but I might have to rethink that if his nose is going to be that dry.
And I've been killing their schools and all the signs they have for call girls there, Scott.
Oh, my God, that's great. I hadn't thought about the dry nose syndrome as a reason why he might choose to not go to Vegas, but now that you mention it, it's a real problem. Gosh, this whole Stafford thing is so interesting to me because – Stafford's a great player. Like, let me ask you guys a question. When he was on the Lions, what did you think of him?
I thought he was a really good player stuck on a bad team, almost like Archie Manning with the Saints back in the day.
Or like put a good quarterback on the modern-day Browns for the most part, and same deal.
Okay, so like my comparison would be Phillip Rivers with the Chargers. You know, a guy who put up Hall of Fame statistics but never really had anything to show for it. So I never really knew how great Matthew Stafford was in Detroit until he got to the Rams. And then he got to the Rams and he got with a great head coach and he got with a great system and, you know, excellent role players. And next thing you know, he's a Super Bowl champion in his home stadium, SoFi Stadium, where the Rams play. And that just sort of adds to his legend, if you will. And, you know, here we are all these years later. And when the season ended and McVay said, hey, look, I don't want to have to be dealing with this for the next, you know, few weeks or months. There's like this weird irritation within the Rams organization about Matthew Stafford. And I wish I knew like every last detail, but I do know this. Somebody inside the Rams organization told me that last year when Stafford was negotiating for guaranteed money, because keep in mind, you know, he had, let's say, a contract that was worth, I'll just use round numbers, let's say it was $30 million, but none of it was guaranteed. So if they cut him in training camp, obviously he walks away with zero. He'd already gotten his guaranteed money. Wife is very, very active. She's a podcaster. She's super active on social media. She says a lot of things on social media that would have a team kind of scratch their head. recently, a couple weeks ago, she had this picture of her and Matthew on her social media page saying, this is on Instagram, she's like, our future is blurry, something like, and then the pictures of the two of them were blurry. Mm. And somebody inside the Rams organization told me that a year ago when Stafford was debating, arguing, negotiating, however you want to phrase it, that he wanted guaranteed money, his wife called the owner of the team. Guys, not confirmed. I can't tell you 100%. I'm just telling you that that's what somebody who works inside the organization told me, that his wife called the owner about guaranteed money. And I just sense from the Rams that they're kind of tired of going through this dance and exercise every year with him and her.
Do you think that that would make their price a little bit lower than people on the outside expect, because they're almost seeing this whole situation as a bit of a nuisance then?
I think that they're looking at Stafford and they're saying, he's 37 years old. We've had a nice run. He's won a Super Bowl. Some of the players around him, example, Cooper Kupp, are definitely getting older. This offensive line is not great, which means he gets hit a lot. And how much more time, effort, energy, and money do you want to put into a 37-year-old quarterback who's clearly not, you know, your next 5-year or 10-year guy? He's your next 1-year or 2-year guy. And so I think when you combine the factors that, if what I'm telling you guys is true, if what was reported to me is true, that, you know, wife is kind of a little much to deal with. If that's the case, I could see where the Rams would say, hey, look, we've got a number for you. The number is, again, I'm just making up a number, $35 million. We'll guarantee it. If that were to happen, then I think that Stafford will go back to the Rams. But I think that Matthew Stafford looks at the top 10 quarterbacks, at least guys that are getting paid as top 10 quarterbacks, and he sees a guy like Jared Goff as an example, and he says, well, wait a second. You traded him for me, me for him. I came here. I won you a Super Bowl. He couldn't do it, and now he gets to be paid $50 million a year, and I only get paid 25 or 30. The math doesn't work for a guy like Stafford. At least that's the way I see it.
Scott Kaplan from ESPN LA, former Pitt kicker, here with us on The Fan. Scott, you're saying something that I think is very important to, like, the way that people back here in Pittsburgh perceive this story. Because I think a lot of fans have been like, well, this is kind of just like the song and dance that comes with negotiating a contract. You put things out publicly. You know, you make idle threats that you're going to divorce or separate from one another. But it sounds like you are saying that you think there's actually a very real possibility that the Staffords either don't feel respected or they're kind of over it, and some of those feelings might be mutual on the Rams' end. So there is a real possibility that Stafford suits up for another team in 2025. Fair?
I think it's fair. I think it's realistic to think that the Rams believe that they have a coach in Sean McVay, and I'm not about to sit here and tell you that he could coach anybody to a Super Bowl. Because, look, what we know about Sean McVay is he had a number one overall pick in Jared Goff, and yes, they went to a Super Bowl. They lost to the Patriots, and then they went back to another Super Bowl once they had gotten Matthew Stafford. So he had a number one overall pick, and by the way, Jared Goff is now, as we would all think, he's probably considered a top 10 quarterback in the NFL right now. And listen, we want to have that debate. That's another time for it. But I think that the Rams say, look, he had Jared Goff. He was a number one overall pick. They had Matthew Stafford. He was also a top-rated pick and a guy who had Hall of Fame, you know, credentials. So all that McVay has had are two really good players. One was young, wasn't quite ready. McVay didn't really truly trust Goff. And then he went and he got a true veteran, somebody that he could really trust. But I think that there's a feeling inside the Rams that if you give McVay, I'll give an example, a Jimmy Garoppolo, who's the backup right now, who I don't think that much of, but I think that the Rams think that if Jimmy Garoppolo were their starter and they went and started to cultivate a young player, that they could get Jimmy Garoppolo to not kill them, to not lose for them. And I think that there's a healthy, I'll call it healthy belief, not even so much an arrogance, a belief in McVay and his coaching staff that it doesn't necessarily have to just be Matthew Stafford, that they could get away with another quarterback, even in year one of their system.
Scott, do you think that, like, the average Rams fan feels like they're near upset of the Eagles in the playoffs? Like, the things that went well for the team this year, especially on offense, were more Stafford made it work in a less than ideal circumstance necessarily with injuries and other stuff, or, like, kind of what you just alluded to, the brilliance of McVay's system is what really is the star here. Like, how do people mete out praise, I guess, for how close the Rams came to getting to the NFC title game?
I think most people give McVay the credit and they believe in McVay, not necessarily Stafford. By the way, guys, LA is a completely different world than what we all know of Pittsburgh. Like, in Pittsburgh, football's life and death.
I mean, do they even care about the Rams out there, or are you just talking Lakers and Dodgers spring training here in NBA and Luka?
Well, I'll tell you right now, Luka is the story. There's no question about it. Luka, the Lakers, the win over the Nuggets, something they hadn't been able to do. This massive trade, this crazy schedule they've got coming up, the Lakers are far and away the lead story. The Dodgers in spring training, but coming off of a World Series championship, and the amount of money that they've spent and how they've gone about spending it is probably story number two. And the Rams and Matthew Stafford is a story that we're all talking about, but it's not as dominant as it would be if we were in Pittsburgh. I mean, this would be the only story, you know? I mean, that's the difference, is what I'm saying, is that that's the difference between the way Pittsburgh fans look at football versus LA fans look at football. And look, a lot of it is still the Rams are just back here now. It's been about 7 or 8 years, but there's just not the intensity when it comes to the NFL in LA that there is in a city like Pittsburgh, for sure. So my point is that more people ultimately believe in Sean McVay than are passionate and are in love with Matthew Stafford, even with the Super Bowl.
Former Pitt kicker and ESPN LA personality Scott Kaplan here on the Matthew Stafford rumors. Scott, let's just make sure we get your opinion very clear cut and very black and white here on this. It sounds like you believe that Matthew Stafford is still very capable of coming to a place like Pittsburgh and elevating this organization and making the team much better and making them a legitimate contender, because even at 37 years old, he is still that good of a quarterback. Is that right?
Yeah, that is right. He is that good. And by the way, here's the difference between Matthew Stafford potentially going to the Steelers versus when Matthew Stafford came to the Rams. When Matthew Stafford came to the Rams, I'll never forget, I asked him on the air. I said, Matthew, why would a locker room full of guys look at you and say, follow his lead, given your individual statistical success with the Lions, but lack of team success? And he seemed to be almost offended by the question. I didn't mean to offend the guy. The point was, is that Tom Brady was going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the time. And when Tom Brady walked into a locker room in Tampa Bay with 6 Super Bowl rings, all he had to do was look at everybody and say, okay, guys, you want to win the Super Bowl or not? If you want to, do what I tell you to do, because I've got 6 of them and I know what I'm doing. Stafford didn't come to L.A. with those sorts of credentials. If Matthew Stafford goes to the Raiders, or if he were to go to the Steelers, he could walk through the door and his colleagues, his contemporaries in the NFL would go, that guy right there played on a really bad team for a really long time. He was a warrior. He took beating after beating. He finally got to a good team, a good organization. And look what happened. He's a Super Bowl champion. We can get behind a guy like that. And so I think Matthew Stafford can still play, and I think he can lead a team. By the way, I just want to tell you guys, in the end, I honestly think he's going to wind up going back to the Rams. I think the cap hit for the Rams is too much for them to just let him walk out the door.
I really was hoping we didn't get to that.
Scott, you just took large balloon of anticipation, and you just popped.
Not going to deter me from asking this question, Scott. What do you think it would take to get him in a trade?
I think that the Rams would be looking at a first-round pick. Just to give you an example, one of the things that I've been touting is if I were the Raiders – and I'm desperate for a veteran quarterback to change the way people perceive the team. If I were the Raiders and I had the 6th overall pick and I'm not going to get one of the top 2 quarterbacks in this year's draft, which is not considered to be a great NFL quarterback draft, if I were the Raiders, I'd be very happy to give the Rams my 6th overall pick exchange for Matthew Stafford.
Well, we're totally out of the running then, because they're not trading the 21st pick for him here, just the way the Steelers work. If that's what the Rams are dead set on, the Steelers would not trade their first round pick. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I'll just tell you guys one last thought on this is that when I was at the Super Bowl a few weeks ago.
Congratulations on all your success.
Well, hey, listen, let me tell you something. With your experience, you know, the Radio Row days are over, man. It is a completely different world. They'll just let anybody in. It doesn't matter. And it's not nearly what it once was when we were all kind of growing up in this thing. I can tell you that. I'm not so sure it was worth our time necessarily. But I happen to be down there, and the president of the Rams was making an announcement about the Rams moving, not moving, but like playing a home game in Australia. So the Rams called and said, hey, can he come by? His name's Kevin Demoff. Can he come by and be on the show? And I'm like, of course. So while he's there, I say, Kevin, you got to tell me like what's going to happen with Stafford. And I also asked him about Cooper Kupp. And what I walked away from that interview was Cooper Kupp had put out his thank yous and his goodbyes already. And Kevin Demoff was like, I'm not really sure why he did that because I don't think the door is closed on him coming back. And then when we got to Stafford, it just nothing about what he said seemed to be favorable. Like you would think that if you're a team president, team CEO, you'd be like, we love Stafford. We want him back. We got to have him. He's an important part of our history. Like it wasn't like that at all. It was very transactional. Like, hey, he's been a good player and we'll see what happens.
Wow.
Like, just there was no like passion for, we got to get him back. And that's what I kind of walked away from that. It kind of told me, wow, Cooper Kupp, maybe Matthew Stafford didn't feel like it. But again, when I look at the cap hit, if they were to trade him or release him, they're going to have to eat this like $50 million dead money hit. And if they don't, and they play him for this year, then it's a much lighter burden the following year. So I don't know. There's a financial statistic here that makes me think that he'll be back with the Rams.
Scott Kaplan kicked at Pitt, now kicking ass on ESPN LA, doing big things there. Scott, thanks for coming on back in Pittsburgh. We appreciate it.
Hey, real quick, Pittsburgh connection. I know we're up against the clock. Did you see that the Rams today hired a former Pitt great as an assistant coach on their staff? Did you happen to see this?
Alex Van Pelt.
Alex Van Pelt. Now, Alex Van Pelt was my roommate in college and still to this day my closest friend. All I got was, hey, I got this gig with the Rams. This is going to be exciting. We're going to get to see each other more often. Awesome. If you look online, people are trying to put two and two together. Pony, this could be right up your alley, bro. The two and two together is that the Rams trade Stafford, and then the Rams go get Aaron Rodgers. Why would they get Aaron Rodgers? Because Aaron Rodgers and Van Pelt, when they were in Green Bay together, they were a team.
That's right. Oh, man. Well, why don't you – see, you should have used your connection to text Van Pelt and get everything here, and then just couch it as I talk to his source and force people to put two and two together.
The problem is that I'm going to get this kid into trouble. He's going to come to the Rams, and I'm going to start talking stuff on the radio, and everybody's going to go to him and go, are you telling him stuff? I can't even do that to the guy because it's just too obvious.
Scott, thank you. Sounds like a first world problem. Good
luck with the nose picking.
Yeah, I'm going back to it. I got this terrible, like, inner nostril zit, you know, like when it hurts freaking bad.
The inner nostril zit.
So I haven't heard that phrase on our show in at least 2 weeks.
See you, Scott.
All right, see you guys.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.